You are Locked On Kings, your daily podcast on the Sacramento Kings.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time. Time for another episode of Locked On Kings.
Well, we can officially say the Sacramento Kings have been active during this 2021 NBA trade deadline. The Kings making a move with the LA Clippers last night, although it's not as significant as maybe some Kings fans would hope. Still plenty of time here before the deadline on Thursday to make more moves. The Kings wrapped up their six-game road trip with a victory in Cleveland last night. We'll touch on that. And Marvin Bagley is interested in a change of scenery. I can't really blame him based off of how his career has gone to this point, but make no mistake about it, it is not Sacramento or the Kings organization's fault that Marvin has had these struggles and that he wants out. We're discussing it on today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. Hello and welcome into Locked On Kings, your podcast hub for Sacramento Kings coverage all regular season and all offseason. If you're looking for in-depth analysis, game-by-game breakdowns, highlights, interviews with local and national experts, full coverage of the Sacramento Kings from January through December, this is the place for you, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. And today's podcast is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the Locker Room app from the iOS App Store and find one of our Locked On rooms. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. My name is Matt George. I have the privilege of being your host here. I've been a Sacramento sports radio host for the last 6 years. This is season number 7 for me, covering the Kings, both as an on-air host and multimedia journalist. And we'll start today's podcast with the trade news, as the Kings have acquired Fiondu Cabangeli from the LA Clippers. Yes, Fiondu Cabangeli. The Kings basically used a trade exception that they would have lost on Friday to absorb Cabangeli into their roster and into their cap space. The Kings will also get cash and a future second rounder. So essentially, the big thing you need to understand about this move, it's very inconsequential and it's pretty insignificant. However, to understand this move, I can sum it up in one line. The Los Angeles Clippers paid the Sacramento Kings to take a player so the Clippers could get a roster spot and a little bit more cap room for this trade deadline. Of course, the Clippers looking to make an NBA Finals run, maybe they can add a player with that cap space. Who knows? But essentially, big team paid smaller team to free up a roster spot and clear up a tiny bit of cap space. That's it. That's the deal. So you might be asking, why would the Kings do this? Why would the Kings help the Clippers out in this way? Well, one, the Kings get cash, which we know this organization is hurting for right now because of the pandemic. Two, the Kings had the available roster spot. Three, they get a future second round pick. And we know the Kings have a lot of those, so that's not too significant in itself. And four, the Kings use a trade exception that they would have lost, meaning the Kings can absorb Cabangeli's salary without sending anything out. I wouldn't call it a win. It's certainly not a loss. It's really, at its purest form, an agreement between two teams, helping each other out. A small transaction like you would see at your local store, except on a multi-million dollar level. That's really the best way I can describe the significance of this deal. But who did the Kings get? Well, Fiondu Cabangeli is a 6'9" forward, 23 years old, played 23 games this season for the Clippers, averaged only about 4 minutes per game. I'm going to give you his per 36 numbers because those are sexier to talk about, even though it's very, 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 very unlikely that he gets that kind of time. But per 36, Cabangeli is averaging 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block. He's also the nephew of NBA legend Dikembe Mutombo. Is this young man going to get playing time? I don't know. Maybe. He provides a little bit of wing depth for Sacramento. But this is how the Kings decided to use that extra roster spot that they had. That's really all there is to say about this first trade deadline deal for your Sacramento Kings. And this news came after the Kings' victory over the Cleveland Cavaliers last night, 119-105, the final score. The best part of this game was how the Kings' starting future backcourt looked. De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton both shined in this one. Fox, another 30-point game for him, 30 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists, and a couple of steals for De'Aaron. As for Tyrese Halliburton, a new career high for him, 28 points scoring, only had 2 assists, which is a number you would like to see go up, and I imagine with more time, Halliburton is going to better understand how he can be a distributor playing alongside De'Aaron Fox. He's getting less opportunities to assist compared to when he was that leader of the second unit off the bench. But still, career-high 28-point scoring, couple of assists, one steal, and a block as well. A great night for him. Rashawn Holmes continues to be, in my opinion, the team MVP, which he's been since, really, he replaced Dwayne Dedmon at the beginning of last season. He had 17 points, 16 rebounds, and a couple of blocks last night. And Buddy Hield had a solid game. 19 points, went 5 of 10 shooting from 3-point range, also had 6 rebounds. I'll be honest with you, and I talked a little bit about this at the end of yesterday's Locked On Kings podcast. I had a really hard time caring about this game last night. Don't get me wrong, I was very excited to see how Fox and Haliburton played together, but win or lose, it didn't really matter to me. Now, a lot of that has to do with the fact that it's trade deadline week and there are expectations that the Kings could be making some significant news. A lot of that had to do with the fact that we had heard earlier on in the day a lot of what I'm going to talk about on today's podcast, that Marvin Bagley and the Kings are mutually interested in parting ways, that Bagley is looking for a change of scenery. There was a lot going on off the court that was overall way more interesting to me than what was happening on the court. That being said, the Kings are 3-1 over their last four games, and they finished this six-game road trip 3-3. I told you before this road trip started, and really I've told you multiple times here on the podcast, anytime you go on a road trip, if you can go 500, you're going to be a good basketball team. Now, I'm not saying the Kings are a good basketball team at this point in time, but it was a very successful road trip for them, and they're playing really well. Now, a lot of people might say, well, the Kings are 3-1 in these last four games since Marvin Bagley went down with an injury. I get that. Those are easy dots to connect. I don't think that's incredibly fair, but statistically, we know the Kings are a better overall defensive team when Marvin Bagley doesn't play. And now that the Kings are starting that closing lineup that had a ton of success statistically at the start of the season that Bagley has never been a part of, and those starting five are playing pretty heavy minutes, it doesn't surprise me that the Kings have looked better. Now, I didn't expect necessarily 3-1 better. And look, there are three wins. One was against the Boston Celtics, which was impressive, but there was also wins over the Cleveland Cavaliers and Washington Wizards. So it's not like the Kings are beating the best of the best in the NBA right now. Not that that matters too much, because the Kings can't expect to beat anyone, like we've discussed heavily here this season. But that's an easy conclusion to jump to. The Kings, 3-1 since Marvin Bagley went down. It is very unfair, it is very wrong, to say that Marvin Bagley is the cause of this team's problems, and without Marvin Bagley, the Kings are a significantly better team. But it is fair to say that the Kings weren't sure if Bagley was part of their core coming into this season, and their recent success, plus their closing lineup, plus the continued unfortunate injury issues for Bagley, has seemed to result in Monty McNair and this front office deciding that Bagley is not a part of that Fox and Haliburton core, leading to the Kings making him available in trade talks at this deadline. I'll go more into that here in just a second. Right now, though, I want to let you know that today's Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by a pair of fantastic sponsors, the first being Locker Room. Locker Room is the first social audio platform made for sports fans. The app is free to download, and once you're in, you can talk with fans, athletes, and insiders in real time about your favorite team or sport. Locker Room is the perfect place to start or join conversations around the league and about the league. You'll find fans just like you on Locker Room for watch parties, debates, post-game breakdowns, and of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You can even find Locked On hosts across the NBA, MLB, and NHL on Locker Room. I will be joining the app soon to host live bonus episodes of the Locked On Kings podcast, Q&As, post-game reactions, and more. So be sure to get started, and I will meet you there. Go and download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices, hopefully coming soon to Android as well. Be sure to create a profile, link your Twitter, and join the NFL, MLB, NHL, NBA groups for the latest league updates. I know you will find a ton of incredible rooms around your favorite teams and leagues. I can't wait to join you all on the app. I'll be sure to let you know once the Locked On Kings room is live. Download the Locker Room app today. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports. Today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast is brought to you by Rock Auto. With the ever-increasing numbers of makes like Fiat, Kia, and models, Pacifica, XT5, it is now impossible to stock all of the parts that you need in a traditional chain storefront. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning like, is your Odyssey an LX or an EX? I don't even know what that means. And why wait while the counterman orders the parts on his computer, choosing only the brand that his warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than the changing prices based on what the market will bear like airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require membership or account login. You can get the exact parts that you need at the click of a button. They have everything from engine control modules to brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How did you hear about us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. Yesterday on Locked On Kings, I talked a lot about how if the Kings were forced to choose between Rashawn Holmes and Marvin Bagley going forward, I would hope that they would make the right choice in choosing Rashawn Holmes. Well, we got a report from Zach Lowe yesterday that the Kings value Rashawn Holmes almost as highly as they do Harrison Barnes. De'Aaron Fox and Tyrese Halliburton are still the only untouchables on this team, but the reports have said that the Kings would need to be absolutely blown away by an offer to move on from either Barnes or Holmes. And I imagine that commitment also includes a desire from the Kings' perspective to re-sign Holmes and keep him in a Kings uniform this summer in free agency. If that is the case, I'm a very happy camper. And now, to me, that is a solid core four there. Now, there is a core, if that makes sense, which is Fox and Tyrese Halliburton. But adding both Rashawn Holmes and Harrison Barnes into that mix going forward, I could see why the Kings are hopeful that they can compete in the next couple of years. Like we've already talked about today, Marvin Bagley doesn't appear to be part of this core. And that has been made perfectly clear by the fact that the Kings are now actively shopping Marvin Bagley at this trade deadline. But according to reports, Marvin Bagley himself is interested in a change of scenery, and I'm going to do my best to limit the amount of time I'm actually talking about Marvin Bagley's dad and Bagley's family, because I want to keep that separate. To me, that's not as significant as others are making it to be, but it's not surprising to hear that Bagley wants out, that Bagley wants a fresh start after he had family members earlier on in the season publicly tweeting the Sacramento Kings accounts asking for their son to be traded. Truth be told, I don't blame Marvin Bagley at all for wanting a fresh start. It's been nothing but an uphill battle for him since coming to the league. Being selected number two overall, having to live through the frustrations here in Sacramento of the Kings passing on Luka Doncic for Bagley, that plus the injury issues, the slow development, it's been tough for Marvin. And I imagine a fresh start with another team could be exactly what the doctors ordered for him. But at the same time, I hope Marvin, his family, his camp, his agent, I hope they're all smart enough to recognize that that stuff doesn't just go away if he is traded away from Sacramento. Now, there's a very good chance that Marvin, who's just 22 years old, could go to another team, get right, stay healthy, they give him the playing time that he needs, and suddenly he turns into that 20-10 guy. And if that happens, yeah, from a Kings perspective, that would suck. I know there is a wounded expectation amongst Kings fans that that will happen if the Kings trade away Marvin Bagley, because for some reason, it appears that a lot of young, solid players that are here in Sacramento don't work out, but find their role elsewhere. Look at Ben McLemore, for example. how effective he became for the Houston Rockets. That's just one of many I could bring up. But at the same time, too, Marvin has to understand, and everyone should know, whether you're in Sacramento or outside of Sacramento, that Marvin's struggles are not the Kings' fault. It's not the city of Sacramento's fault, just like it's not his fault that the Kings took him number two overall. Now, maybe the Luka comparisons slow down a bit after he leaves Sacramento, or if he leaves Sacramento, but they're not just going to go away completely. And whatever team acquires Marvin Bagley, depending upon the package that they give up for him, is not only going to have to deal with his salary, which is pretty significant as a number two overall pick, not to mention a payday is coming for him in the next couple of years. But whichever team acquires him is going to have the expectation that they're going to be able to turn Bagley into something effective still as a young raw player, meaning Bagley's going to have to stay healthy. And trust me, if Bagley goes elsewhere and things don't work out to the same level that they haven't worked out so far here in Sacramento, Bagley will be out of the league. I'm not talking in the next couple of years. I'm talking 4 or 5 years down the road. So it's not like as soon as Bagley hops on 80 or I-5 or wherever the hell he goes, or a plane from the Sacramento International Airport, as soon as he leaves the city limits, that things are just going to get better for him. I just really hope that people on the outside looking in understand that the hardships that Bagley has faced, some of which I think he's done well to overcome, are not anybody's fault. Not the Kings organization, not him. It's not his fault that he gets injured. It's certainly not the Kings' fault that he gets injured. Now, Vlade Divac is to blame for drafting Bagley in the first place, but Vlade's gone. Monty McNair has zero ties to Bagley. If Bagley works out, awesome. That's house money for McNair. But if Bagley doesn't work out, which it looks like he's not, McNair has no issue moving on from him, especially if he can get something of value. But that's where this gets tricky. Because what is Marvin Bagley's value? Well, according to reports, the Kings are asking for a first-round pick in return. But the Kings offered Marvin Bagley to the Detroit Pistons for Sadiq Bey, who was the number 19 overall pick in the 2020 draft. And the Pistons said no. A number two overall pick couldn't get you the 19th overall pick in last year's draft. Now, I think Bey is an exciting prospect, but the Pistons are looking at Bagley, his injury issues, and they clearly think that Sadiq Bey has a higher upside at this point. That's very telling to me. And the reality here is I know the Kings are going to want to get something of value for Bagley because they wasted a number two overall pick on him, but other teams don't care about that. They're not looking at that. All context of where Marvin Bagley was selected is out the window for other teams. They're looking at trying to acquire Bagley for as cheap as possible. If they're going to take on the project that is Marvin Bagley, they're going to make sure they're not overpaying. The Kings have also made Marvin Bagley available in John Collins trade talks with the Atlanta Hawks. Doesn't surprise me at all, or wouldn't surprise me at all, if those conversations didn't get anywhere. Marvin Bagley's value, I expect, is low. And the Kings asking for a first-round pick, I think, is justifiable, but I don't know if they're going to get it. And the major question is, will Monty McNair settle for less than what he thinks the Kings need to get in return for Bagley? Will he settle for that, or will he choose to hold on to Marvin, absorb the $11 million that he's going to be paid next season, $11 million that you could use to pay Rashawn Holmes, and hope that either Bagley stays healthy and starts to work out again, or you can move on from him this offseason or early on next season? I think it's a really tricky spot for Monty McNair. Monty's in a really tricky spot with multiple players. Both Marvin Bagley and Buddy Hield might be the most difficult. I think he could move on from both of them or either of them in this upcoming offseason, but right now might be your best chance to move Bagley, even if you're not getting significant value in return. I'm very anxious to see what Monty McNair decides to do. And I support 100% the Kings moving on from the Marvin Bagley experiment. It sucks that it hasn't worked. God, did I want it to work. We all wanted it to work. And that number two overall pick, that could have been Luka Doncic, is going to haunt this organization for a long time. It is going to stain Vlade Divac's legacy here in Sacramento, even with all the greatness he provided as a player. It's going to stain that legacy probably forever, or at least until the Kings win a championship. It's certainly going to stain Vivek Ranadive's ownership tenure here in Sacramento. It sucks, but moving on from him is the necessary first step to putting it all to bed once and for all. Let's see if Monty McNair can do it at this trade deadline. I hope you took the Kings -3 last night on betonline.ag, because if you did, you made some money. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all of your sports action. With the NBA, March Madness going on, the NHL happening, MLB baseball starting in like 9 days, plus awards, TV shows, and reality TV, BetOnline has you covered for all of the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. They have real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Make sure you use our promo code LOCKEDON to get that bonus on BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Built Bar has a new flavor, raspberry cheesecake made with 100% chocolate. I cannot wait to give this a try. Unfortunately, it is not a part of our Built Bar Madness bracket going on right now. Today's matchup, the final in the sweetest 16, it is coconut brownie chunk versus lemon almond cheesecake. My vote is easily going to coconut brownie chunk. I don't think this one is going to be close, but all my lemon almond cheesecake fans out there, make sure you vote for your bar right now. You can do so on builtbar.com or by tweeting at @bar_built on Twitter. The winner of this matchup will move on to the enticing eight to take on caramel brownie. Remember to head to builtbar.com and use promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order. That's LOCKED15 to get 15% off your next order at builtbar.com. And be sure to check back to see who won today's matchup and who will become the best tasting protein bar. Before we wrapped up today's Locked On Kings podcast, I wanted to give you an update on the current standing situation for the Sacramento Kings, specifically how far away they are from the 10th seed, which is important. Remember, the 10th and 9th seed play in a little play-in tournament with the 8th and 7th seeds. Now, the way it works is seed number 8 would take on seed number 9, and seed number 7 would take on seed number 10. The games would be played at the 7th and 8th seeds' home arena, and it would be a maximum of 2 games. In order for the 9th or 10th seeds to advance and actually make the playoffs, they would have to defeat the 7th and 8th seeds twice, back to back. But if the 7th or 8th seeds win just one of those games, they automatically move into the playoffs. So how far away are the Kings from the 10th seed? Well, it's currently held by the Memphis Grizzlies, and the Kings, who are sitting in 13th right now, are 3.5 games back of 10th. I know there are many of you who believe that the Kings should not even think about the play-in tournament or the playoffs this year and should be worried about trying to end up with the best draft lottery odds to hopefully get into the top 5 to get one of these, hopefully, 5 great players in this top-heavy 2021 draft that's coming up. Well, the Kings right now sit with the best odds at the 8th overall pick. They are 2 games back, meaning 2 losses back, of the 5th overall pick, 3.5 games back of the 4th overall pick, and these are odds. Remember, you're not guaranteed to get the pick. It's still the lottery system. 5.5 games back of 2nd and 8 games back of 1st. But remember, the top 3 picks, aka the bottom 3 teams, all get the same odds at the number 1 overall pick. So the Kings, they're in the middle. A bit no man's land right now. Which way are you leaning? Are you feeling making a push for that play-in tournament? Or are you on the side of lose as many games as possible? I'm not happy with the win over the Cleveland Cavaliers last night. I want the Kings to lose so that they can have a better chance at a top 5 draft pick. Let me know at Matt George Radio on Twitter or email me mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. Also, of course, I want to hear your thoughts on Marvin Bagley and the failed trade with the Detroit Pistons trying to get Sadiq Bey for Bagley. Let me know your thoughts on that at Matt George Radio on Twitter, mgeorge@sacklocalmedia.com. That will do it for today's episode of the Locked On Kings podcast. If you could leave a review for this podcast, that would be awesome. Best place to do that is on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Just leave a little blurb about what you like or don't like. Hit 5 stars as long as you think this podcast is deserving of that rating. And I look forward to having you join me for the next episode. As the trade deadline gets closer, coming up here on Thursday, you best believe we're going to have plenty to talk about, plenty to cover here on Locked On Kings. We'll have all the information you need, so be sure to keep tuning in this week. Until next time, my name is Matt George. You have been listening to Locked On Kings, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Kings, your daily Sacramento Kings podcast.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team, every day.